Hello and welcome to the Clemson Communication Connection. I'm Katie Coronado. Today, we're very fortunate to have with us Assistant Professor and Director of the Social Media Listening Center at Clemson University, Brandon Boatwright. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Katie. Thank you so much for having us and working on this with us. It's great.
Well, the first thing I'd like to know is tell us about you. How did you start in this industry that is so forward-thinking? And we want to know about you first and what you're doing at the Social Media Listening Center.
Sure. Yeah. So first and foremost, I think it's important to note that I am not a stranger to Clemson. I am entering my fifth year now as an assistant professor in the department, but I actually did my undergraduate and master's degree in the Department of Communication at Clemson, and am just incredibly fortunate to be back in my home department that has shaped and formed me into my professional career path, and provided me a lot of opportunities to, pursue this really exciting and novel work that we're doing as a department now. When I initially started at Clemson, my career path was to go into sports journalism. I worked for the student newspaper and absolutely loved my time as the sports writer and sports editor for the Tiger, which was absolutely incredible. I had some internship opportunities where I got some times to kind of learn a little bit more about the industry and that sort of thing. But I quickly realized that, I was really interested in research and curious about how the industry in communication and the field of communication was advancing with these new, developments in social and digital media and how that was affecting the media landscape that, we were so heavily invested in. And so I got more involved in doing social media research and analytics, and I started my master's program. Absolutely fell in love with the teaching component of that as well, which I'm be happy to talk about more. But really got plugged into doing work exploring the nuances of social media scholarship and how it affects, our day-to-day lives in so many different ways. And that is, just kind of how I got to where I am today. But, Clemson has played a large role in my development, and I'm just so thrilled and eager to be back here.
Brandon, all of that sounds amazing, especially because your heart is in your work, especially where you went to school. So I think that that's commendable that you're back and you're paying it forward. And you have traveled as an expert in your field. In fact, you're making time for us right now while you're at a conference. And I'd like to know how that, brings and good new information, but contributes to Clemson and the students and all of the programs, because traveling and, being an expert in your field is also something that helps you give back to this program. So tell us about that.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, I'm actually in Philadelphia right now at the Association for Education in Journalism and Mass Communication Conference, an annual conference. It's AEJMC. And I was part of a panel that it was really seeking to explore how public relations is going to look in the year 2050. And the joke at the panel was, we don't really know what we're doing later this afternoon, let alone what's going to happen in 2050 with an entire field, especially given, the rapid development of artificial intelligence and deep learning and how that's affected, not just, social and digital media, but how practitioners are utilizing it and how educators are preparing to train the next generation of professionals and practitioners. And so it was a really exciting and invigorating conversation where we, debated and talked through the ramifications for how, the advancement of technology is influencing the way that we do our jobs and that we live our lives. And so a big part of why we go to these conferences is we go and we share ideas and we you know, have these impactful conversations that we then take back to our students and bring into our classroom. You know, I think one of the things that we at Clemson in our department are really committed to is making sure that the students who come through our program are well equipped for what the future might hold. And I think the things that we learn, the things that we are engaged in as academics at these conferences, and we're able to bring back to our students and say, like, you know, the fundamentals of communication are still important when we consider the advancement of technology, but we have to make sure that we're staying on top of advancements that are happening at light speed in order to be prepared to prepare our students for the job market. And so I think that's the real benefit of these conferences. You know, a lot of people go and present research, which is really important and impactful for the field. But ultimately, you know, what we bring back is intended to be beneficial for the students that we are engaged with.
Brandon, so much of what you said resonates. I think that things are moving so quickly and what you're doing is so important. You talked about the fundamentals of communication still being at the core of what we need to know as communicators and what people need in general to survive. But when we talk about the new technology and analytics, something that your Social Media Listening Center focuses on as well, how can you relate analytics to real life and real world experience? So if someone's listening to this and they're like, but why knowing about this is important? Why do I need to know? Why should I care about the behind the scenes and what Brandon, you know, and his team and faculty and all of these students are learning? Why is that important in the real world?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic question and something that we are constantly grappling with because, again, the landscape shifts so rapidly. But, you know, I think one of the things that we really try to hone in on out of the Social Media Listening Center with the work that we do involving our students is to try to get them plugged into applied projects where they tackle contemporary issues that organizations, companies, you know, might be facing with their own social media, you know, strategic communication types of initiatives. So we really have a unique capacity in our lab to gather data that has been previously at a scale that has previously just been unattainable. You know, there's this whole conversation around big data and what do we do with big data and how can it inform decisions that are made at an organizational level, at a societal level. And we do not shy away from tackling those big questions and addressing those types of things. And we try to get our students plugged into projects where they learn the fundamentals, like we discussed, of you know, what is happening in this context. And it's not just about getting the biggest, highest volume of data to tackle an issue, but how do we get the right data? I'll give you an example of a project that we worked on, which was really fascinating and really meaningful to me. We were curious, a former colleague who I've worked with before, and I were interested in looking at how did medical professionals talk about treating COVID patients online during the pandemic? And so we started to explore this idea of, can we collect social media data where we identify medical professionals by what they post and how they talk about, you know, the social media that they're involved in? And so we, you know, actually looked at people's Twitter bios, and we could search by their bios with the software we have access to, and found that, you know, people who identified as a nurse or a doctor or a physician. And then we were able to extract how they were talking about treating COVID patients. And we gathered all of this data and we, you know, saw the types of things that they were posting. And then the coolest part about all of this and the part that I really love the most is translating these large conversations, but then actually talking to the people who are engaged in them. And so we actually reached out to some of those medical professionals and said, hey, here are some of the tweets that you posted about treating COVID patients. Can you talk us through what you were experiencing and why was it important for you to share these stories on social media? And so, you know, that's the kind of research capacity that we have to get data that is not just, you know, vast and expansive, but meaningful and, you know, actionable, right? We talk about developing SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, all these different types of ways to analyze the data that we gather in a manner that is going to be beneficial to the organization, the individual, or to society. And so that's our ultimate goal.
Brandon, everything you said is, to me, it sounds just plain cool. I mean, it sounds like you are making such a big difference in so many different areas, all related to what students need to know to be productive in their fields. And this is something that applies to any type of business, any type of industry, because I think at this point, without knowing about social media, the background and communication, it's a lot harder to run businesses and industries. So speaking of and transitioning into that, you at the Social Media Listening Center are sought out as experts to try to help organizations and companies. And I know that some of that is still in the beginning stages, but mm-hmm. I know that you have a vision for that. And I wanted to know a little bit about that plan, because it's a center where people go for assistance, for knowledge, and you've already built a lot of that throughout these years. And I know it's really exciting because these big corporations come to you and you are the person who they go to because they trust. And so you're building that. Is that something you can share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, again, we talk about wanting to be on the bleeding edge of what's being done in social listening. And over the past 10 years or so, you know, this aspect of strategic communication through social media has really taken off. In fact, I think I saw an article just the other day that 60% of major corporations and companies have some sort of social listening tool now in-house. And that's a big jump from you know, 10 years ago. And you know, it just adds more credibility to the fact that we're in a unique position to be training the next generation of professionals who are going to be involved in social intelligence for strategic communication. And so what we try to do with the companies that come to us or that we partner with is to identify particular challenges that they are facing. And how we might be able to listen to social media conversations that are happening that are relevant to the company, to the organization, whether they want to scan, you know, issues that are just relevant and tangential to the work that they do, if they want us to monitor conversations around a particular product release, if they want us to identify influencers for them to potentially partner with. Like, these are some of the practical types of challenges that we work with the different clients that we engage with. But at the heart of everything, you know, what we want to do is encourage our students and provide our students the opportunity to be a part of these projects so that they're developing the portfolios that they need in order to advance their careers while providing a service to these organizations that partner with us. At the end of the day, it's a very mutually beneficial thing. And for us in our center to be kind of the connective tissue between bringing industry and students together to do this type of work is the most meaningful thing for us. And you know, there's nothing more rewarding for my position, especially as an alum of Clemson, to have former students come back to me and say, you know, Dr. Boatwright, I got my first internship or got my first job because I worked in the Social Media Listening Center and had, you know, this experience. And there's just nothing more satisfying to have a conversation with a former student like that.
I completely agree with you, Brandon, and I'm so happy to have had the opportunity to speak with you about this. And if you'd like, just tell us a little bit more about your future plans for the Social Media Listening Center and anything else that you'd like to add to this conversation.
There was for a long time a critique of social media that it was a fad, that it would go away. I think we have gotten past that, and we've come to a point of no return, where social media is so deeply embedded in our day-to-day lives that, you know, if we are not doing everything that we can to stay in step with what the landscape, how the landscape continues to move, we're doing a disservice not only. And so we're committed and excited to maintain our standing within the discipline as a unit that is committed to expanding the work that's being done in social media, not just
Brandon, I don't know if it's on your end or mine, but the internet is.
Yes.
Brandon.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can we do that last question again?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. It's okay. I think it's the internet on your end. I just upgraded mine yesterday. It probably. Better not be mine.
It probably is, but
okay.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can. I don't know. Did you move around or?
No, I've been standing still.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, so you were saying, and my question was, Brandon, thank you so much for doing this. Any last words about social media and the future of the Social Media Listening Center that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there was this kind of viewpoint that got popular a few years ago, where social media was going to be a passing fad and that people were not going to be as involved in it. And I think that has very clearly been disproven. And, you know, we are in a position in the Social Media Listening Center to stay on the cutting edge of work that's being done to analyze social media. And we want to stay there. And we want to broaden the lens that we have for tackling contemporary issues, looking at social media across disciplines and conversations across disciplines. So we partner with folks in different departments like chemistry, political science, nursing, environmental studies to do applied work in those areas, because social media really transcends virtually every discipline. But in our department and with this center in particular, we're uniquely suited to be able to tackle some contemporary challenges that I think will provide really meaningful and impactful opportunities for students and faculty and organizations that are involved in the SMLC to explore. And I'm just very excited about the future of our lab and our ability to, you know, kind of stay on the bleeding edge of what's being done in this field.
Dr. Brandon Boatwright, thank you so much for making time for us today. We really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck at the Social Media Listening Center at Clemson University.
My pleasure, Katie. Thank you so much.